This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, June 16th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. By a vote of 6-3, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a ruling Monday forbidding employers from firing employees on the basis of a lifestyle of homosexuality or an attempt to change their gender appearance. The ruling, issued by Justice Neil Gorsuch, redefined sex to include gender identity and sexual orientation. John Bursch, the Alliance Defending Freedom Vice President of Appellate Advocacy, advocated for one of the defendants in the case. He said, quote, "Redefining sex to mean gender identity will create chaos and enormous unfairness for women and girls in athletics, women's shelters, and many other contexts. Civil rights laws that use the word sex were put in place to protect equal opportunities for women. Allowing a court or government bureaucrats to redefine a term with such a clear and important meaning undermines those very opportunities, the ones the law was designed to protect." End quote. This landmark pro-homosexual, pro-transgenderism ruling promises to change much in American life. Before his appointment by President Donald Trump to the bench, Neil Gorsuch was an active member and usher at one of the most liberal and pro-homosexual churches in the state of Colorado, St. John's Episcopal Church. Justices Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Brett Kavanaugh dissented. Ezekiel 13, verses 17 through 23, addresses the churches and courts that strengthen the hand of the wicked. "Likewise, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people, who prophesy out of their own heart. Prophesy against them. You have strengthened the hands of the wicked, so that he does not turn from his wicked way to save his life. Therefore, you shall no longer envision futility nor practice divination, for I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord." The Gateway Pundit reports that a Christian evangelist was attacked, choked, and sexually assaulted by members of Black Lives Matter in the Seattle Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone on Saturday. The Illinois Baptist State Association has filed suit against the state of Illinois for requiring Christian organizations to include abortion coverage in their insurance plans. The complaint comes after the Illinois Reproductive Health Act of 2019 required the abortion coverage. The lawsuit, filed by the Thomas More Society, explains, quote, "As a matter of sincerely held religious beliefs, the plaintiffs believe abortion involves the destruction of human life and is gravely wrong and sinful. Because the Bible affirms that the unborn child is a person bearing the image of God from the moment of conception, Southern Baptists have historically upheld the sanctity of life in the womb and repeatedly reaffirmed opposition to legalized abortion," end quote. Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14 says, "For you formed my inward parts, you covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Reuters reports that Poland's president is opposing LGBT indoctrination classes in his country, ahead of the June 28th presidential election. President Andrzej Duda opposes homosexual faux marriage and adoption. In a recent rally, Duda said, quote, "My parents' generation for 40 years fought to eliminate communist ideology from schools so it could not be forced on children, so youth, children, soldiers, and youth organizations could not be indoctrinated," end quote. The Soviets led the way to the legalization of homosexuality in the Western world, repealing Article 995 in the Russian Law Code in 1917. Hank Williams Jr.'s daughter, Catherine Williams Dunning, was killed in a car crash in Tennessee over the weekend. Sister Holly took to Instagram asking for prayers, saying, quote, "All we need is prayers. My daddy, my little brother, Katie's husband, my niece and nephew, Jesus is close. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief." Psalm 31, verse 9. End quote. Hank Williams Sr. was the grandfather to Catherine and Holly. The Democrat-controlled Colorado legislature passed a bill over the weekend tightening requirements on immunization for children and tracking anti-vaxxers. However, at the last minute, homeschoolers in the state were exempted from the new restrictions. HSLDA attorney Mike Donnelly recognized homeschoolers in the state for their, quote, constant vigilance, presence, and activism that made the difference and inspired legislators to preserve and protect freedom, end quote. Rachel Hollis, the evangelical author of a pro-homosexual book entitled Girl, Wash Your Face, has announced on Instagram that she is ending her marriage with husband David. She explained in chapter 19 of her best-selling book, It's Okay to Be quote-unquote gay. The Evangelical Christian Publishers Association placed the book at the number one position for 2019 sales. 12-year-old Brant Dreyer in Sanger, Texas, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com and said, quote, I am one of seven children with one on the way. I listen to The Worldview in 5 minutes, coupled with the Generations broadcast, every time I do my dishes in the afternoon. And I usually stop a couple of times to tell my mom snippets of it. I was so glad to hear that abortion mills are closing because of the pandemic. I like the newscast because of the distinctly Christian view that comes with it. Thank you for sharing the scripture references that come after some of the stories. End quote. Brant, I'm impressed for two reasons. Number one, you listen to the newscast and Generations. And number two, you're doing the dishes. Way to go. Toward our goal of raising $60,000 by Tuesday, June 30th, to keep The Worldview in 5 minutes on the air, we're trying to raise $45,000 by this Friday, June 19th. Listeners had already pledged $31,100. Unfortunately, only two new donors stepped up to the plate. Praise God for the generosity of Susan in Timnath, Colorado, who gave $100, and Kelly in Upton, Wyoming, who gave $300. Those two donors gave $400. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. Our new total is $31,500. We are now $13,500 away from hitting our third week's goal of $45,000 by this Friday, June 19th. I need to find 22 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $300, and another 11 listeners to pledge $50 per month for 12 months or give a one-time gift of $600. Perhaps there might be four listeners who could give a one-time gift of $1,200 to help us stay on track. Please, go to theworldview.com, click on Give on the top right, and select the correct dollar amount. Don't forget to click on the box to make it a recurring donation if that's your wish. What would God have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, June 16th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.